Let's start out with the question here. Do you like real estate agents? Do you think that these are the really nicest people? You describe them in a positive light, or would it be a negative light? The frustration behind real estate agents that they're not loyal, that every time you want to do a sit down with them to tell them about your great products, how you have jumbo loans, the FHA products, VA products, first time buyer, doctor products, whatever it is. Let me tell you about me as a loan officer. Let me tell you about what I can do. What I've been told again and again by loan officers is every time I try to sit down with somebody and tell them about me, they say, wait a second, my interest is in building my business. They don't come out and say, you're just a vendor. But when a loan officer leads with, oh, pick me, give me a shot, I've got these products, I'll help you do more transactions if you use me. The realtor says out loud or to themselves, I got lead generation problems. I've got lead conversion. I got transaction management issues. And you're going to invest your time where I have to listen to you about you. I got five other loan officers lined up where they want to tell me about their great products so I can close more deals because of their greatness. Now, I don't mean to offend you as a loan officer, but I can share this with you. Realtors a lot of times just don't care, which is why you get the feeling sometimes you don't like the realtors. Why? Because they don't care about what you're proposing. Since you're chasing Venus and you're from Mars, if you will, think about it again. You're chasing the agent, and what you're chasing them with and what you're offering them, they don't have an interest in. Take it back to your dating days. You meet somebody at a great restaurant. You're having a conversation or a networking event, and you say the other person's really attractive and you want to have a second visit with them, a date. And you say, well, let me tell you more about me. And I'm great at this and great at that. And wouldn't you like to go out? And the other person is like, somebody pull me away. Get me away from this person. When a loan officer says, I'm so frustrated with these realtors. I keep telling them how great I am, the products I have. Yet, they don't give me a loan. Or they give me one. And then I got to chase them from that point on. Remember, you are pursuing a relationship. And just because you're attractive or your program is attractive, you know what? Agents aren't buying it, are they? Which is why I hear so much frustration almost every time I speak to an LO, it's these realtors are horrible. Well, maybe the loan officer needs to change their approach and do what the party they're pursuing has an interest in. As a mega producer myself, if a loan officer said, I have an idea to contact human resources departments, Brian, would you be in? Would you like that idea? Brian, I'm going to call upon builders in St. Louis to see. I've got a special idea about builders, how to help people buy smarter, buy new construction more often, a class on how to do that. I work with, and let's say you're a loan officer and you say, I want to do relocation. As a loan officer, I have an idea on how to land third-party relocation business where we can serve their people that are in life transition. Another loan officer says, I got this idea how to get divorce attorneys. Half of America gets divorced. There's got to be people in there with houses to sell. Realtor, would you like to create a pipeline? But that doesn't happen. Loan officers typically say, hey, I'm great. Use me. I'm frustrated if you won't start. Remember, when we're building a dream team, we have to find out what's important to them. There's somebody in your life, most likely, that you find interesting or attracted to, what have you. And the way to stay interesting to them is if you find an interest in them without talking about you all the time. The system down below will walk you through how Venus, the realtors, find you attractive. Because the whole program on this page is all about agent-centric programs. Yes, those stubborn people who only want to talk about themselves. After all, they have your next 10 paychecks. They're the ones who are going to buy your next car, pay for your vacation, create your retirement. Those doggone realtors, they have all the purchase loans. Yes, let's build a dream team. But let's find out what makes them tick. Learn that. Be attractive. And that's when you're going to find the elusive thing called loyalty. Thanks for listening to the opening part of this. Please click on, some of the audios are just 2 minutes long, but they cast a vision for that particular topic. We'd love to work with you. We'd love to coach you. We have different programs, but let's get going. And keep in mind this last thing. Look at lockinyouragents.com. We have it here. There's a limited amount of realtors in the marketplace. Before you know it, the really good ones will be gone because we have a program for them as well. We're trying to actually, like Match.com, hook up the right agents with the right loan officers because that's what we do. Hook up LOs with realtors, realtors with LOs. We put realtors in certain programs. We're looking for LOs that have a match, that have gone through the program because we do like Match.com. We try to bring the right relationships together. So out of thousands of realtors in your marketplace, there's got to be 15 or so that'll make up your dream team. Hey, we'd like to get started with you. Please, if you will, sign up for the free coaching session. That's our first step. Thank you.